Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. The first hour of Sports Time is brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. Here are your hosts, Brett Stats Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
Welcome into Sports Time. Bryant and Brett with you. Landon Schmidt producing another short show for us on a Friday afternoon as we'll be with you for the next 2.5 hours. Same story as yesterday, Ole Miss baseball in action. Game two of that final weekend series against Alabama. Lost for the Rebels last night. They'll look to bounce back in game two tonight. First pitch scheduled for 6 o'clock. We will get you over there for pregame starting at 5:30. So that means we have a lot to get to over these next 2.5 hours. We've got the PGA Championship going on in here in the studio, the coverage on ESPN. We'll talk a lot about that throughout the next 3 hours, but also NBA playoffs. We'll discuss a lot of that. Major League Baseball we'll discuss. NFL schedules were officially released last night. Also, the Preakness this weekend. Dick Girardi going to join us again to talk everything Preakness. So a lot to get to over these next 2.5 hours, but Brett, how are you today?
Brian, I'm doing great. You doing well?
I'm doing as good as I can be on.
As soon as you walked in today, Landon, I wish you'd been here to be the witness to it. As soon as Bryant walked in today, I said, Bryant, heartfelt, please grant me this. Grant me you're not mad at me, that you'll accept my apology. Akshay Bhatia, miscut.
Which I still don't know how in the world that have. Like, I'm looking it up right now. I really did
jinx him.
That's why I tried not to root for you yesterday.
Thank you, I guess.
I guess.
Take that how you want.
I guess so. So, three straight bogeys to start the day, and only one birdie on the entire day.
Golf course winning today with that
golf
wind blowing.
Golf course is winning today. Yeah, I've watched a decent amount. I won't
Me
say
too.
I've watched a lot.
Same.
I've watched a lot
more yesterday.
Bit. Sure. But I
spent a good portion of this day at Bangor's.
There you go.
Off Goodman Road at John Harden and Darian's remote. What a place!
I've heard good things.
Great folk.
How good
great
it looks
people.
Over there. Yeah.
It almost and I told the owner, I said, I can't play because I can't sweat. But it almost inspired me to get a paddle.
I'm telling you, and it might be next time John does a remote down there, because I see people play pickleball. I have never played pickleball, and so I feel like that's my opportunity to go down there.
It gets intense.
And that's what I've heard. I'm more of a tennis guy. Like, I like to get out there and play tennis.
Now, explain to me, a little bit like golf, there's a flight for everyone.
Yeah,
there's
definitely
a level of play for everyone.
Definitely, yeah.
And like golf,
sure.
Find you a group that you can have fun in.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no need for the C player playing with A players.
No. And that's why I think—
In anything.
That's why I think if I go down there, John, Darian, if we're all down, maybe Landon will go down there with me. We go down to Bangor's. It's an environment that I'm comfortable in. I'm not intimidated. Because here's the thing, Brett, and this is not, this is just the truth. When I was growing up, like, my image of pickleball in my head was I would go to the church for basketball practice at night, and the 80-year-old, seniors would be getting off the court after playing their pickleball. Pickleball has exploded into this new phenomenon that everyone is obsessed with, and I want to get into it.
I'd never heard of it till about 5 years ago. I'd never heard like the experience you had.
Yeah.
I'd
the seniors love pickleball at the church I grew up in.
Good friends. A great group of friends of mine play all the time in Far City, all the time. And when he was first, I don't think he was inviting me to play, but he was pitching to me about it. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, inquisitively, I said, do you sweat?
Yeah.
He goes, bet you.
Yeah.
I said, count me out.
Yeah.
I don't want to. And then the next dumbest question, indoor, outdoor sport. He said, it's both.
Yeah, it is
both.
And
at Bangor's. Indoor, outdoor, and covered outdoor.
Yeah, oh, wow.
So if it is, one of our blast furnace days, you'll still be comfortable.
Yeah.
But in the inside area, and a lot of my PGA Championship viewing was at John's remote.
TVs and stuff like that.
TVs everywhere. It's great.
And check it out. It sounds fun. I mean, tennis is a good workout. Like, I can get my workout.
You could have a football game watching party there.
How about that?
And play pickleball.
Wow. Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah, I mean, a lot you see around town, and you know, a lot of people turning tennis courts into to pickleball courts. So it's getting real popular.
And I ask, you know, the I won't say the death of tennis, but it certainly knocked out an older group.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, you maxed out.
Oh yeah.
There were years that I know there were senior levels, and I know people that played well as seniors, but they played real well as juniors.
Right.
That very average, again, I'll use this, that sea flight tennis player, boy, the birthday candles
sure
worked
does.
Against them.
Sure does.
It just did.
I mean, yeah, so maybe pickleball is the sport to get into.
It is.
I think it looks fun. I need to get into it. But, yeah, when you told me that Akshay Bhatia was not going to make the cut, I was shocked because, I mean, we talked about him yesterday, and he was T1 when we talked about him, and then he went bogey, and I was kind of giving it to you about that.
It's my fault. I'm sorry, Brian.
You turn around and you're telling me that he's going to miss the cut, which is absurd. But I did see that that our guy was his name Higo or what was Garrick Higo?
Garrick Higo.
He was early for his tee time today. He was very prompt.
That's a good way to learn.
Time, and I'm glad
after you get a speeding ticket, what
that's
happens?
True. Yeah, you slow down.
You slow down.
You slow all the way down. But I'm glad that because I was kind of taken aback by this comment. I'm glad that everybody had the same reaction to those comments, and it wasn't just us on an island. Like, what in the world is this guy trying to say?
Well, did they? I'm finding. I won't use that example. I'm finding this to be a real truth teller of people.
Really?
Would you associate with promptness, with being, is that an adjunct of being neat?
Sure. I would. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Would you associate being constantly tardy with being a slob?
I mean, I'm constantly late places.
No,
I'm also kind of a slob.
You're never late. You're not a slob.
I'm late everywhere, Brett. I'm not late here because I get a paycheck from this place. But everywhere else, I'm late. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I guess so.
I'm seeing it as the color of the dress. Remember the dress?
Oh, yeah. I remember the dress.
I'm hearing something. Well, you know, it was just a couple of minutes. What's the big deal? That's a late slob.
That's right.
And people, no, you've got to be. How about being two minutes early?
Yeah. No, it blows my mind.
I've got consistently people, late friends, people I know that are, we're going to meet at, you can't tell them a time it's going to be 10 minutes late.
Oh, Brad, I'm the worst at that. I'm
Brian, I have not found that in my dealings with you.
There was
one time you and Gabe and I were going to eat, and you were running late, and you texted Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
And cool.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it happens.
So,
look, I'm crossing one of two bridges trying to get here to eat lunch.
So I have a group that we go and we get coffee on Monday mornings. And they have told me, and I also do a Bible study on Thursday, both of those two groups have told me separately from each other that they, whatever time we set of where, like, if we're going to meet at 3 o'clock, they will get there at, like, 3:15 because they know maybe by 3:15 he'll be there.
Boy, I just haven't. I have not seen that in you. That is true confession.
I'm late everywhere, and I don't text back. Those are my two worst qualities. Is I don't.
I have zero experience with you.
Maybe I respect you more than some of these other people. I don't know. That could be the source of it.
I'm consistently early, but I have hearing people over the last day and a half.
Yeah.
It has been the color of the dress.
Interesting. That is interesting because. Felt like to me everybody was kind of on the same page. I'm like, yeah, buddy, you're late, and your excuse for it is insane. But I don't know how he's done today. I haven't really kept up with him. Hopefully,
he was going along pretty well.
Ooh, it went the other direction.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. Let's see.
He's got more problems than tardiness,
Five of his last six holes have been a bogey.
Well, that'll do it.
That'll do it. So not great, but
at least
look,
when Scotty Scheffler struggles like he did.
Yeah.
That 71 one over, that may be end up being the round that saved him.
Yeah, I mean it is it's been a wild day, and seeing some of these scores has been a little surprising. But
my biggest thing on people that consistently run late, why don't you try something really novel? Leave 8 minutes earlier.
Telling you, you sound like my friends right now.
Oh, okay.
You sound exactly like my friends. I really don't have an answer for them. Tell them I'll be better next time, and I'm not better the next week.
I have never been late here.
No, ever.
One time, big, bad wreck, traffic jam, and, you know, I left to eat lunch. Had to. It might not even be in the days of calling or texting. I just had to miss, and finally walked in 1 minute.
Yeah.
And everyone, man, what are you getting here so late for? I said, I'm a minute early, and I'm always here before you.
That's right. No, you are always very, very early places. I do know that about you. So yeah. Talk a lot about the PGA Championship as we will soon get to the end of this round, and then the cut will happen, and we'll be at the weekend. Also tonight, though, playoffs after last night and off night, it is two big ones, both on prime tonight. 6 o'clock, Pistons and Cavaliers. Cleveland, a 4.5-point favorite at home. They've been really, really good at home. And then that second one, Spurs on the road against Minnesota. San Antonio, a 5.5-point favorite. Both those teams looking to close it out. One at home, one on the road tonight.
Both games on the prime. I want both teams down 3-2 to push it to games seven.
Yeah, let's get another game in here that I think
and
that would be
Oklahoma
fun.
City and the Knicks want that as well.
Oh yeah, they like all this R&R that they're getting. So if one or both of these games get pushed to another game, both those games would be on Sunday. Times have not yet been put out, but yeah, it is. It's been fun. Both these series have been really, really entertaining, and I think I'm a lot more curious about this Pistons-Cavaliers just because it was so chalk all the way through, and then you got to
until
the last game when it wasn't, and the Cavaliers had that big win on the road. Can they lock it up tonight where they've been so good at home, or will the Pistons come out and pull a Cleveland against Cleveland and get a big win on the road and then, I mean, force Game 7 back to Detroit, throw everything out the window? I mean, that would be insane.
There's no way it would be entirely his fault. But if Cleveland loses tonight and then they lose in Detroit in Game 7.
Man. Oh, man.
It all rains down on James Harden.
Oh, it absolutely does. I mean, I think it was Keith that we were talking to yesterday that was saying, you know, it's usually those type of games where James Harden's really good. It's this game that he has had the struggles.
Spot.
And so all eyes will be on him. And I do think, you know, when that has become kind of your MO for, I mean, this, we're not talking about, again, you know, all the heat's been on Jalen Duren. Jalen Duren's only been in the league for a couple of years, his first playoff experience. James Harden's been in the league for a lot longer,
forever.
And it has become kind of who he is in the playoffs. And so there's got to be some sort of pressure when it comes to him, when it comes to these sorts of situations. So, you know, we'll be curious to see how he looks tonight, how he responds to that, and if they can get the win tonight at home.
I don't think Anthony Edwards will get the James Harden blame game treatment, but if they lose at home tonight, I think you need to be on the beep alert for the press conference because it will be – the wrong question will be profanity-laced answers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it will. It will. You know, that's one thing about Anthony Edwards is he's not scared to answer any question the way that he feels. You know exactly what he's thinking and what he feels about different things. And, yeah, if it's a loss tonight and they're eliminated.
And that wrong question.
Yeah, you know, and I think he'll get.
Almost any question will be wrong.
That's right. You know, I he's going to be hot, and, you know, the questions are going to come, and I'm sure he's going to take offense to a couple of them, and we'll get that kind of viral response. But, you know, we'll see. You know, what does he look like tonight? You know, does he step up? Obviously, you know, still not 100% coming off that injury. You know, how does he look tonight at home? A must-win game. Can that team as a whole step up? Because obviously, you know, he's played the part. But the story about Minnesota this entire playoffs has not been really Anthony Edwards. It's been some of those other guys either stepping up or not stepping up. They're going to need all those guys tonight because I mean, this San Antonio team, very, very talented. And we'll see if they can get the win tonight.
All right, let's see how perceptive you guys are. Have y'all, both of y'all, looked at tonight and the weekend's Major League Baseball schedule?
Yeah, I have. It's rivalry weekend.
Okay.
All right.
Ding, ding, ding.
How about that?
And it's kind of back to the original tenet when the first weekend of Interleague would come along. That was usually around the weekend after Memorial Day, first weekend of June. And, Brian, first year of it, I want to say Interleague began in 96 or 97, one of those two. And I really believed it was the end of time. Can you imagine that?
Well, I can't believe that.
Guess where I was?
Right here.
Right here.
Always.
And I thought it was the end of time for baseball
yeah.
to be doing this any time other than All-Star Game
yep.
and the Fall Classic at the World Series. I have loved it. I did. I ended up being right. I was dead wrong about it at the end of time. It's been great.
Mm-hmm.
It's been great for the game. I've loved going.
Yeah.
I've loved seeing these teams come through St. Louis and everything with that. But I did get it right that they will not stop at this.
No.
And it has grown and grown. And I knew the American League would eventually win the DH battle and largely because of that, because it was really antithetical to make – I'm trying to think of someone. Mike Mussina get in there and bat.
Yeah.
When he wasn't used to as mostly a career American leaguer.
Yeah.
And a good chance for something really wrong. That, you know, late in the game, which they usually would make a change, but why make Mariano Rivera bat?
Yeah, just
– good way to get hurt.
Exactly.
And he ended up getting hurt as an outfielder.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, I mean, I was always a fan of the change to universal DH. I think it just makes more sense.
Yeah, it happened.
Yeah, I mean.
But you know, this weekend, I mean, you know, Phillies, Pirates.
Yeah.
Geographically, I know they're both American League, but Blue Jays, Tigers, backyard game.
Yeah.
In the D.C. area, in the Delmarva, Baltimore and the Nationals. Reds, Guardians, speaks for itself. Marlins, Rays. Boy, that's a rivalry.
Yeah.
We all are right there. That's right up there with Texas OU, isn't
that's exactly
it?
Right.
That's Red River
of
Major League Baseball,
it sure
isn't
it? Is.
Brewers, Twins, Neighborhood, Red Sox, Braves. I can't make a case other than Atlanta at one time used to be in Boston.
I guess so.
That's the best I can do.
Yeah, I think that's fair. My question is Giants Athletics. Are the Athletics going to have to find a new rival if they finally move to Las Vegas?
Well, it was always heated, and their good rivalry, sadly, unfortunately, came out of the 1989 Earthquake World Series.
Yeah.
When long time before the earthquake, I'm sure he regretted the comment. He was, you know, like most politicians, trying to say that provocative thing.
Sure.
So, like a day or two before the earthquake, the two mayors were discussing what kind of lame bet they're going to have, and they are super lame. I've always suggested you want to really spice things up, like at Texas Oklahoma time, and the governors want to bet. We'll bet your state debt against our state debt. Or your state prisoners against our state prisoners.
That would spice it up.
Your teacher retirement against our teacher retirement.
Yeah, yeah.
But they don't. You know, it's always something lame.
Yeah.
So the Oakland mayor was badgering the mayor of San Francisco, very colorful guy, Mayor Willie Brown, badgering him into a let's bet. And Willie Brown said, there's not anything in Oakland I want. And then the earthquake hit.
Oh,
he felt terrible.
Man.
Everybody did.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's a great response.
Yeah.
That is really good. But, yeah, no, I think should be some fun matchups this weekend across Major League Baseball. But, yeah, you know, every league feels like they got to have a rival.
Cardinals and Royals.
That's right. Oh, Cardinals and Royals.
Which sends me to my sports psychiatrist thinking of the 85 World Series.
Yeah, that doesn't –
never spent a day at a psychiatrist. But
that's
been the closest thing in my life to maybe making me go.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Connor and one of his buddies were going to head up to Chicago this weekend and see
– real good.
His buddy is a Cubs fan, and obviously Connor's a White Sox fan, but it got nixed. I think they're going to go up there in a month or two and see a game. But I was like, yeah, it's perfect time to go.
And that's on the south side.
Yeah.
And it will get chippy.
Mm-hmm.
It will. Cardinals and Royals won't.
No.
I mean, it's going to the Geneva Accords.
That's right.
I mean, it's just not.
That's right. So, no, we got a busy show today. So let me set it up before we get to top and not top story of the day, 3:30. Alan Bell from Driving the Line, he'll join us. We'll talk some wagering. I mentioned with Ole Miss baseball, it's the final regular season weekend of the college baseball season. So we will get some picks from Alan. He has been on top of college baseball all year long, so we'll get some picks from Alan. We'll hit up Major League Baseball, NBA. We will get to it all with Alan Bell. 3:45, we'll talk a little bit about the NFL schedule reveals. Brett was on that for us. Holy cow. Wow. Notes about the schedule.
There's your breakdown.
From last night. That is a
you
breakdown.
You wanted breakdown? By golly, I got breakdown.
The real breakdown I want.
Cue Tom Petty breakdown.
Honestly, I did
go
not
ahead,
expect
give
that.
It to me.
I didn't expect that. The breakdown I want, and I feel like it's a breakdown I'll have to get more from Landon. Landon, did you watch any of the videos?
Yeah.
Yeah, the reveal videos last night.
Titans killed it again.
No, they always do.
Okay. I saw the Rams. Theirs was lame. Who else did
who
I
got
see?
In trouble with one?
Everybody hated the Cardinals. They're the only ones that did the AI one, where it was like a big Zoom like chat or whatever.
Did anybody cross the line and get in trouble?
No, well, not this year.
The NFL came out before and said Diana Rossini. No, they said it's cool. Like, do whatever you want. Diana Rossini, that whole situation, cool.
Free,
go for it.
Free game over.
Yeah, and so there were a couple that I saw went
get
there.
You, get your eyes on it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Wow. I saw the Cowboys. The Cowboys was lame.
Does she deserve all that?
No, but, you know, it
I
is
don't
funny.
Think so either.
It's, no. it, you can make good jokes out of it.
You know she's not one of my favorite people, you know why.
I know exactly why.
Did I ever tell that story in full?
Certainly not right now. But I think one day maybe.
Thank you for reeling me in.
Yes, no, not today. This era would not be a good time with everything that's happened with her.
Too close?
I think so. I think so. But yeah, I saw like a piece. Oh, I saw the Giants. The Giants sent. Did you see theirs?
I don't think I saw the Giants one yet.
They sent Jameis Winston out. And he was like doing Pictionary with all, and that one was kind of good because James Winston's funny.
Rossini was, she was the court jester. She was not the most offending party.
Right.
What I witnessed in San Francisco.
She was just egging it on a little bit.
If I'd had a video, Carissa Thompson would not be working today.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wouldn't want to do that anymore.
No.
But she shouldn't have been doing what she was doing to the nice wait staff either.
But Carissa Thompson, I don't see, you know, I don't see any scathing headlines about her, so that might
be... Well, we've had them.
Well, no, we definitely
it certainly
have.
Wasn't over berating wait staff.
No, it definitely wasn't. But we'll talk some NFL schedule release at the end of this hour. 4 o'clock, Bruce Marshall from the Gold Sheet. He'll join us. We'll do more wager talk, more betting with Bruce Marshall. Major League Baseball, NBA, maybe a little NHL with Bruce. 4:30, Dick Girardi, he'll join us to talk the Preakness. As
what's Golden Tempo doing all weekend?
Yeah, that's a great...
setting it back with his app open, betting on the Preakness?
Maybe Dick will let us know. I don't know. I mean, hey, if he's got some good locks, you know, hey, Tempo, let me know. Holler at me. I'm all for it. We'll talk.
Shouldn't Golden Tempo be the analyst?
Oh, that'd be great. I think I probably should, but I guess not. Getting all the rest that Golden Tempo deserves after the Kentucky Derby win. But we'll talk Preakness at 4:30. 4:45, big number of the day. 5 o'clock, Dan Reardon from KMOX, the golf reporter up there. He'll join us, talk PGA Championship. At that point, we'll have a better idea of what the weekend will look like. We'll talk with Dan about 18, 19 minutes, and then we'll get to an early Moe's crunch time. Again, Ole Miss baseball, 6 o'clock, first pitch on the road against Alabama. We'll get you out there for pregame at 5:30. Well, let me remind you, we're in our Family Leisure Studios, where family and fun come together. Summer, it's right around the corner, and it's time to get those backyards ready for the ultimate pool party. Above-ground pools starting at $39.99 installed, with in-ground pools starting at just $49.99. All in-stock patio furniture, it's priced to move, and 5-piece patio furniture sets starting at $9.99. Outdoor sectional starting at $12.99, and a free umbrella and base with select patio furniture sets. Don't forget about the hot tubs and swim spas, though. Hot tubs starting at $34.99, with swim spas at $16.99. Special financing is available, and if you head out to Family Leisure and mention this ad, get $200 off any pool or spa purchase. Hard to beat that deal, so make sure you go and check out all these deals only at Family Leisure, 2120 Witten Road, just north of I-40.
Bryant, Brett, and Landon with you on a Friday afternoon till 5:30. We're Sports Time, and we want you to be a part of our show by texting or calling 901-360-8255. That's the Sissy's Log Cabin text and talk line. All our guests will join us at the Sissy's Log Cabin guest line at 901-360-8255. Always live and local from our Family Leisure Studios. In this hour, always brought to you by Lexus of Memphis at 2600 Ridgeway and online at lexusofmemphis.com. Great offers on all 2026 models and always special leasing options. Drive in luxury and confidence, knowing that every new Lexus comes with complimentary first and second maintenance services. You can call them at 901-334-9673, but they invite you to stop by today or anytime this weekend at Lexus of Memphis at 2600 Ridgeway, and that's where you can put yourself in the driver's seat of the all-new 2026 flagship LS500, and you'll be looking and you'll be driving in style. When you purchase a Lexus, you get top-of-the-line engineering and design, and they make for the safe luxury driving experience. Online at lexusofmemphis.com. Experience amazing at Lexus of Memphis.
top story of the day.
Well, my top story of the day, it is the NBA playoffs, and tonight an important night, and we'll see what the rest of these playoffs look like. Both games on Prime Video tonight, but it starts at 6 o'clock in Cleveland with Pistons and Cavaliers. A must-win game for Detroit, who has struggled on the road, especially in this series against the Cavaliers, that if they win tonight, they advance to see the New York Knicks. 4.5-point favorite tonight. A lot of people thinking that the Cavs can get it done at home, but we know hopefully you'll be seeing a motivated Detroit team trying to stretch this to Game 7. Then later in the night, 8:30, also on Prime Video, Spurs and Timberwolves, the exact opposite of that first game. The Spurs on the road looking to close it out. They're a 5.5-point favorite, even though they're on the road, and we'll see what this Minnesota team looks like against the Spurs. It's really, even though this is a 3-2 series, it's been a struggle for the Timberwolves to really get going in the series. One of the wins that they had, it was the game where Victor Wembanyama was ejected. And even with Victor Wembanyama missing most of that game, it was still a struggle for the Timberwolves to secure that victory. They stole game one on the road, which was a huge win. But outside of that, it's been pretty easy for the San Antonio Spurs. You know, Victor Wembanyama will be in there tonight, and we'll see if they can go on the road and wrap up this series again. If we get a game seven in either of these series, that game will be on Sunday, so should be fun later tonight on Prime Video.
My top story, the young South African, Aldrich Potgieter. He leads. He's at 5-under through 14. Scottie Scheffler, 3-back. Hideki Matsuyama, a lookout for him. Steady Eddie player, 3-under 60, 3-under for the tournament, 67 today. If Scottie Scheffler, if he wins this weekend, it will be his fifth major, two Masters. This would be his second PGA to go with an Open Championship. He turns 30 on June 21st. That's the Sunday of the U.S. Open, Father's Day. We know, young father of two, and how much he's enjoying that. By his 30th birthday, to have the career slam, that means in his 30s, he'd win five after this weekend. Let's say he wins that day to get to six, has that career slam. In the decade of his 30s, if he got six more in that time, that's 12.
Wow.
That's knocking on Tiger's door.
It is. It really is.
Then pick up one or two in his 40s on the way, you know, to retirement.
Yeah.
Better take care of this weekend first.
Yeah, no kidding. I saw the stat yesterday, and it blew my mind. Him leading yesterday, or co-leading, after the first round, the first time that he has led after round one in any majors in his career.
And then today's
crazy
mishap was the first for him in a while.
Wow, how about
that? But Potgieter wins. The synchronicity with Gary Player winning in 62 at Aronimink 64 years later, another South African.
Oh, that would be really cool.
Not top story of the day.
Well, my not top story of the day, I'll keep it short and sweet. You hit all the topics with the PGA Championship round two, and we mentioned it earlier. It feels like the course is getting to them a little. The conditions out there, it's windy. It feels like courses is winning today.
It's St. Andrews
with the
U.S. Open setup.
It definitely is.
At a PGA in May.
Yeah, and you're seeing a lot of these guys, they're struggling with that rough. It is definitely playing a big role in this tournament. But
ball's going straight to the bottom in that rough.
It definitely is. So there's still a lot of big names at the top. Chris Goddard, a 65 today. He was super sharp out there on the course, but it's definitely been an interesting first two rounds of the PGA Championship. We'll see where that cut line ends up being, who makes it, who doesn't make it. A couple big names on the verge of missing the cut, and it should be a really exciting weekend.
My not top story, come on, Buffalo, not like this. Don't let Montreal do this to you. They're down 3-2. And this was their big go-for-it year for the Sabres. They must beat Montreal now in back-to-back games, games 6 and 7, to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. Montreal, they hadn't lost back-to-back games since March 14th and 15th.
Wow.
They lost to San Jose and Anaheim.
How about that?
Here's your hockey nugget for the day.
That's good
Take
stuff.
Take that, everybody.
I didn't know we were getting that. That is, what a way to start a Friday, honestly. But yeah, that was a fun game last night. I really like that Montreal team. So hopefully they can close it out. But hey, if Buffalo can come back and win, I think that would be a great story as well. But that'll do it for top and not top story of the day. Let's get to our first break. When we return, we're talking some wagering. Alan Bell from Driving the Line, he joins us next.
Did you miss your favorite Sports 56 show?
No!
Check out the podcast, broken down hourly, at sports56whbq.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to like and subscribe. Never miss any Sports 56 show again with our podcasts available daily from Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Chris Price here
with the Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. Here are your hosts, Brett Stats Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
Welcome back into Sports Time. Bryant and Brett with you, and we've got to talk some wagering. Joining us now from Driving the Line, it's Alan Bell. Alan, thanks so much for joining us. Before we get to any of these games, NFL schedules officially released last night. Any takeaways from the schedules? Are you one of the people that likes all the social media team rollouts? How did you enjoy schedule release day yesterday?
Yeah, man, it's become like a holiday
in
the United States, you know. No, I enjoyed it, man. It was fun. I like seeing all the teams and what they do, you know, what you said, man. I thought the Titans did a great job. The Cardinals were catching a lot of flack for theirs. But, you know, in terms of the schedule, it's tough for Titans fans. No primetime game.
Yeah.
We're starting to see that more. It used to be every team, you know, at least had one. We're starting to see that shift heavily. Then also with the international games. What did you guys take away from it?
Here's what I took away on the five teams that were kind of isolated on in lack of primetime. Here's how you get into primetime. You got to win ball games.
100%. I completely agree with you, right? Like, I'm kind of glad that they're moving away from it. Now, again, I'm not saying that, you know, any fan base shouldn't have primetime games. But, buddy, we all remember when you get stuck with a Monday night game where you're like, oh, gosh, this is going to be terrible.
Uh-huh.
I'm with you. Like, I agree with it. You win games, man. And you know what?
I would rather flex into a good game than we're stuck. And it could be somebody in the preseason that we thought was going to be good, and they end up not being. And, Alan, here's a note that I caught from last night. And I always follow this every year with the release of the schedule on dome teams. And you mentioned Arizona. They have more than just their social media rollout to worry about. They don't have to worry about this. This is in their favor. Of their 17 games between home and road, 13 of the 17 will be indoors.
Oh, wow.
There are only four outdoor games. September 27th at San Francisco. That is arguably the best time of year to go to San Francisco. October 4th at MetLife against the Giants, not too bad.
Mm-mm.
I mean that's not going to be a wind tunnel that New Jersey can often become. October 8th at Seattle, okay, not too bad.
No.
But here's one keep circle for handicappers, Alan, people watching. November 22nd at Kansas City. You let the weather really be crummy. They hadn't been in it.
They hadn't been in it at all. They're not going to know what to do. Yeah. Now, the interesting thing, you brought that up, and a great stat, by the way, in regards to that, two of those games being on the West Coast, I believe, San Francisco and Seattle.
Yeah.
So, and then Kansas City, not too terribly far away. So it works out. You know, the Ravens always get a quirk in their schedule. I guess it might be location. They never have to leave, like, the East Coast, like, in terms of the time zone, right? Like, I don't know how it works, but the Ravens always get, like, a little quirk.
And Seattle's always going East Coast, and Pete Carroll had a great record doing it.
He really did, and it's not easy to do, too. When you're traveling, you know, 2,000 miles a game, buddy, that's tough.
Yeah. No, that definitely is tough. Getting some games, I want to start in the NBA, two big ones tonight. Pistons, Cavaliers, right now Cleveland, a 4.5-point favorite, the total 210.5. Cleveland wins this game, they advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. Pistons win, it forces a Game 7 on Sunday. What do you like in that first game tonight?
Man, I'll tell you, this series has changed, hasn't it?
At
the beginning,
sure
we were, I mean, everybody was all about Detroit. They couldn't be stopped. And then Cleveland got it together. It feels like, look, if you're Cleveland, the last thing you want to do is go to a Game 7 in Detroit and give that team life. Step on the throats now, proverbially, obviously, and end it. I like Cleveland to get the job done here. You could money line it, you know, with the Spurs if you wanted to, but what is it sitting now? 3.5, 4.5?
4.5, I believe. Spread. Yeah, 4.5.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I don't mind that spread. Now, the total, I don't know what to do with that total because you're either going to get, you know, a 1980s playoff game of like 87 to 85, mm-hmm. or you're getting 150 to 140. I'm not sure what you're going to get, but I like Cleveland.
Yeah, and another thing happened to Detroit along the way. Cleveland really stood up, and Detroit looks young. They need more seasoning.
They do, they do. And, you know, it's one of those to where everything can't be Cade Cunningham, and not that he's the only one. We're not saying that, you know, that he is. But you're right. It's a team that, look, they're going in the right direction. If you're a Detroit fan, you've got to be happy with 60 where the
win
team is. Absolutely, man, and the future looks good. So just keep building. I'm right there with you.
Alan, in Nashville, certainly not any firing heat. If there's any, it's ridiculous. How much criticism for Tim Corbin and the Vanderbilt baseball?
It's getting there. You've got a lot of Vanderbilt, kind of the old school fans, that they love Tim Corbin. Don't get me wrong. They love Tim Corbin. But it's getting to the point where they're looking around and they're seeing all these teams. And that's one of the things that Vanderbilt's hold on to, you know. And then you look up, football's doing good, basketball's doing good. Tim Corbin's standing there thinking, what in the world's going on? They finally gave him NIL money this year to spend, so maybe that'll help out the next year. But it's not, obviously it didn't turn out good this year for the team. They're getting loud about it, for sure.
Their NIL for football, fully funded?
Yeah, those checks cash. Yeah.
Well, what about the story? I saw it yesterday, the freshman quarterback, the five-star that's coming in, he's in the new Nate Bargatze movie, and then that's a big NIL perk.
Yeah, so take a look. You got a Nashville comedian and a Nashville school. Interesting how that works out.
Sure is.
I'm telling you, it's the Wild West. You got teams out here on NIL that are taking basically student loans out to pay NIL. It is seriously the Wild West. And what a smart move by Vanderbilt. Got to give him credit on that.
No kidding.
In high school, did you ever see George McIntyre play high school football?
I did. And, a tall, skinny kid. Strong arm for what he is, but he's got to put on some weight. But I like him. That's a talented player right there.
Would you throw him in immediately at UT?
It's going to be tough, man. He's got to put on some weight, man. Faison's going to come in and want to do his thing.
Okay.
I like McIntyre, but he's just got to get bigger. He's pencil thin, man.
And from legendary great family.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I say, I mean, the kid's got all of it. And I don't say it as like he can't put on the weight. I mean, he's, 19 years old? Like, he's got time, but... Yeah, just got to put it on. But yeah, like you said, man, that bloodline is very for real.
But you know, you every now and then you run into one or two that they can't put on weight. I mean, that diet staff, it must be the best thing ever. Eat anything in sight.
Hmm.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'll give you a perfect example. I thought, if you remember Tyler Bray at Tennessee, quarterback.
Yeah. I remember Tyler Bray. I watched him beat Ole Miss 52-10 one Saturday in 2010.
It was insane. Those years were crazy. Like, they were absolutely nuts. But he was one of those guys. I mean, a rocket laser arm. And just, I mean, the guy would eat 9,000 calories a day and looked like a seal out there and just could not put on weight whatsoever. So some guys, man, they just can't do it.
No, it's hard. We were talking college baseball. It's the final regular season weekend in college baseball. What do you like tonight around the SEC, around college baseball?
Buddy, man, we've got huge games, right? Tennessee and Oklahoma, the total is 15.5. Tonight. Yeah, they were playing in a minor league park last night, too, and it was a crazy game, 9-8, Tennessee ended up winning. Look, I like Arkansas tonight against Kentucky. Kentucky got the win in game one. Arkansas, definitely a team that's going to be looking to do it. Ole Miss and Alabama, you've got a total of 11. I like the over there. Also, you have Florida and LSU. Buddy, I am not sure what to do with that except play run. You're going to get LSU is going to load up for the conference tournament next week. So they're not going to be pitching anybody. You're going to get a ton of runs there.
We will talk about it next Friday week, but a lot of the tournament will already have been played, so I better get this in now. I understand why they're doing it. I think the coaches love it, but I don't think baseball is a single elimination sport. Do you like how they've done that at Hoover?
It's okay. I'm with you. You know, baseball's built to be, you know, tournament style, but it's also – how many times can you do it? You know what I mean? Because these teams are going to go to a regional and then a super regional. And then Omaha is another regional and a super regional if you win it. So there's not much you can do. But I'm with you. I like weekend-style baseball. I like a couple games.
Alan, do I remember Tyler Bray? I got to tell the story. 2010, Ole Miss, we lose opening day to Jacksonville State. So we got 11 games to go after that. So you know it's going to be a long year. And it was. And go to Knoxville. And somebody in and we were the – different syndicator then. It was a great people out of Jackson, TeleSouth. And somebody got the idea, and it was a great idea on paper. Hey, let's do pre and post at Calhoun's and get all the Ole Miss alums and all the Ole Miss fans that are going to be there for the weekend to come by there. Well, pre-game was at 11, so pre-game went off pretty good, kind of Switzerland. Went off pretty well. There were Tennessee fans there, but it was so early. Kind of had them outnumbered. Well, post-game, after losing 52-10, it was nothing but Big Orange. And we're sitting there yakking away about Ole Miss. And finally, the manager of came by and said, can you turn the in-house PA down and just y'all go out over here? We can. We understand it. So Gary Darby and I leave, and we stop in Cookeville to eat. We're starving to death. And we got Ole Miss gear on. Yeah, and that day, Tennessee Tech is playing Jacksonville State. So only people in the – I think we stopped at like Longhorn or something, Golden Corral, something like that. And we walk in, Jacksonville State fans are in there, and they had already beat us that year.
Oh, man. Oh my goodness! You couldn't catch a win anywhere. Like, it's just in a tough spot.
Darby said, "Make this season end. Please make this end.
You just make it be done." You know, it's tough because Calhoun's was such a good spot too, and I can see you sitting there afterwards. You just got to trudge through, and you're like, "Oh my gosh, this is brutal. This is brutal."
Yeah, they were not there to see us.
No.
No. That at least you got good ribs though. Calhoun's got good ribs.
Oh, and the best location in Knoxville. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right on the river. It's nice.
Alan, before we let you go, Major League Baseball rivalry weekend in Major League Baseball. Anything you like tonight across the league?
Like Marlins and Rays. Nothing says rivalry like that.
Yeah.
I'm excited
about that game,
Brett. It's almost third Saturday in October, isn't it?
Yeah. I know we all sat down. Our grandpa's told us about the Rays and Marlins series, for 100 years. No. I love rivalry week that we have in Major League Baseball, or weekend. It's fantastic. Look, the Dodgers and the Angels tonight. The over, I believe, is sitting at 9. You're going to get a ton of runs in that game. Also in the Pirates game, too, you're going to get runs there. So I like the over.
You know, I think I saw that coffee table book one time about the famed third weekend in May of Rays and Marlins. That's what we have this weekend.
Yeah, it literally should be a national holiday. I mean, we should all be celebrating, be thankful for the Marlins and the Rays.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a fun weekend. A lot going on.
You can still win cash on it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Absolutely.
We're never going to pass up those opportunities. Alan, as always, thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy your week and good luck this weekend. And we'll do it again next Friday.
Y'all are the best, man. Thank you so much for having me again. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan. We love having you.
Alan Bell joining us every single Friday. Make sure you go check out what he's doing over at Driving the Line. If you like the bets you get on Fridays, you can get that every single day over at Driving the Line.
You know, it's a long year when the Jacksonville State fans are laughing at you. They were so nice.
And when they're really following you.
We kind of followed them.
Well, I guess
they were already
true.
In there.
I guess that's true.
And we walk in, they go, "Oh, y'all lose again."
That's tough. I mean, you can't shake them. You know, you thought, at least we don't have to see him again.
Tyler Bray looked like Peyton Manning that day.
Yeah, not great.
Big in the pocket, big arm.
Not great. Not great. But that season was not great for the Rebels. But we need to get to another break. When we return, we'll talk a little bit about what we learned last night. NFL schedule reveal. We'll talk about it next on Sports Time.
Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Available locally on your radio dial as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, "Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, it's easy to stay tuned to Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now back to Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. Here are your hosts, Brett Stats Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
I know we're going to get to NFL schedule talk, but if you had told me yesterday afternoon that Akshay Bhatia, who was leading the tournament,
really wrestling with this,
would miss the cut, and Rory McIlroy, who was like a million over yesterday, is going to make the cut, I would have told you you're crazy. But that looks like that's what's going
to
happen.
Brian, you just compared Akshay Bhatia to Rory McIlroy.
I did. I don't know if I was necessarily comparing the two golfers, but just the two situations.
Yeah, Rory's had a great day today.
He's had a good day today.
Written off yesterday.
Looks like he's going to make the cut.
You ready for schedule release?
I'm ready for schedule release. You're on top of it. I know nothing. I've seen a couple of videos.
Week one, rematch Super Bowl 60.
Okay.
Seattle and New England. Week two, Green Bay at the Jets. Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
Week three, Baltimore at Dallas in Rio.
Okay.
Week four, past Super Bowl in Denver at San Francisco, and the first of our 8:30 games, Indy and Washington in Tottenham. Week five, second 8:30 Tottenham game, Philly and Jacksonville. Also that weekend, the Bud Adams Bowl, Texans and Titans.
Okay.
Week six, third straight 8:30 game at Wembley, Houston and Jacksonville. A Frozen Tundra Bowl at Lambeau, Dallas and Green Bay on NBC on Sunday Night Football. It will not be anybody scared they're going to die that day from the cold. Week seven, fourth straight 8:30 game, Pittsburgh and New Orleans in France. Week eight, the L.A. Bowl with Jimmy Kimmel. That was a bowl game, wasn't it?
It was. I think Gronk sponsored it as well.
Not going to be the case.
I don't know.
Chargers, Rams at SoFi. Week nine, back to 8:30, Cincinnati and Atlanta in Spain. Super Bowl V rematch, Cowboys and Colts. Week 10, the Gotham State Bowl. That used to be a bowl, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Buffalo and the Jets. Another 8:30 game between New England and Detroit in Germany. Week 11, the Bryant-Landen Bowl. How about that?
How about that? Wow.
Titans and Cowboys in Week 11. And the Pennsylvania Bowl, Pittsburgh and Philly. Week 12, Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, Monday. That's Thanksgiving. And that Monday night game on November 30th will end 61 straight days of college football and our NFL.
All right.
Week 13, the Ohio Bowl, Bengals at Browns or the Paul Brown Bowl. Week 14, Mahomes against Joe Burrow.
All right.
Week 15, Seattle at Philly at 4, Bears at Buffalo at 7:20. That's up against college football on campus, playoff games.
Oh, wow.
NFL rolled out the big guns, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did.
Week 16, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Sunday, and Monday. We got a lot of ball that weekend. Mm-hmm. Week 17, New Year's Eve against the lone college football quarterfinal game. Baltimore and Cincinnati, but on prime, but against college football quarterfinals. I think the Fiesta Bowl.
Wow.
Week 18, Jets at Buffalo, and over and under for Jets at Buffalo on January 12th, 8 degrees.
Safe bet under. I think that's the safe bet. Wow. You know, I'll tell you this. I did not like the European NFL games when they were first rolled out. I like them now. I'm a fan.
If you think I didn't like Interleague in 1997, I sure didn't like that. But I like them now, and I love it when I'm driving back from wherever, and I've got NFL on the radio on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock.
It's awesome. For multiple reasons for me. One, you'll get a lot of those games where they'll run long, and they pretty much time up exactly to the start of the noon slate, and it's beautiful. The other times, like I'm up getting ready for church or something, nothing better than getting ready and you've got a live NFL football game on while you're getting ready. I mean, it's beautiful.
Makes my drive better. I'm listening to our station with our coverage of it, and Connor Dacus has never missed a station ID.
No.
Ever.
He is
running those games.
He has
ever.
That down. He's got the station IDs. There's a lot of things in life that he doesn't have down, but the station IDs.
You don't have to go there.
He's got down.
He nails it.
No, he definitely does. So yeah, I think the schedule. I did not have many issues with the schedule reveal last night. You might have had the issues watching it. Was the presentation nice?
Anything Laura Rutledge does, I can watch.
I didn't even know it was on. I didn't even know. It was on...
One of my favorite people.
ESPN. It was on regular ESPN? Mm-hmm.
It was.
Wow, interesting. Well,
no NBA last night.
Sure, yeah. Nothing on last night.
I'm ready to see a rating for it.
Yeah, no, that would be a very interesting question.
I'm going to... A total haphazard guess. I'm really in no way qualified at all to do this, but I'm going to... If we get a number... I'm going to say 3.5 to 4 million.
Wow, that would be insane. And I don't know if this might again be a question for Landon, because I don't know. Do the social media teams, are they allowed at 7 o'clock, because did it start at 7, the show?
Yeah, everything was flying.
So they, at 7 o'clock, they're allowed to put out the schedule. So like the social media teams were having them out there before it was announced on the TV show.
Yeah, it was a lot of it was done.
Interesting. Okay.
But they made it entertaining in their analysis of it and football talk and
I believe that crew can make just about anything entertaining. I have no question about that. But I didn't get to see all of the social media rollouts. I'm not really huge on it, but certainly if I'm not huge on the TV show, I'm definitely not huge on the social media rollout of it, but I didn't have any real issues with any of the schedule that I've seen, at least. Seemed pretty good. But let's go ahead and wrap up this first hour. When we return, we're going to talk some more wagering. Bruce Marshall from the Gold Sheet, he joins us next.